Good morning and namaste everyone. Welcome to the 21st day of our 31 days long meditations. Today is the last day of the third week. This week when we are contemplating on duality, non-duality. So let's continue this contemplative journey. Please settle down wherever you are comfortable. Allow your body to be relaxed and comfortable. Allow your breath to be spontaneous. Become fully present to what is happening now and here, what is happening here. Become aware of the bodily sensations. Become aware of the sounds. Become aware of your thoughts or images or any feelings that arise. You notice all that appears. Now look for that in which it appears. Where do the sounds appear? Not intellectually, but experientially. The sounds appear here in an open field of knowing, in an open field of awareness. Experientially, there is no distance. Distance is a function of mind. All sounds seem to happen here, not as a space, but as the only spaceless dimension. All is happening here. The mind says the sounds are coming from far away, and the bodily sensations are happening inside. But check with your experience. Sound is a sensation, and the bodily sensation, they're both happening here. They're both appearing here. A thought appears here. Duality collapses in direct experience. Please allow yourself to remain simple. Even when you say, "I don't get it," this knowing, it happens now and here. When we say, "I don't get it," we imply there is an I that sometimes gets it and sometimes doesn't. But where is the I? Is it not simply more thoughts, more sensations, more feelings? Experiencing is happening. Experiencer is only a construct. When we look for the experiencer, it becomes the experienced. There is no I that is experiencing the world. Both the I and the world appear in awareness. Both the I and the world, both the inside and the outside, both sides of duality appear and disappear in awareness. Everything is fundamentally an awareness. an impersonal awareness, an all-encompassing awareness. There is not really an I. Except a false belief, a widespread controlled hallucination, merely a social and mental construct. Because when we experientially look for the I, we never find it. In clear seeing, in direct experiencing, duality collapses. Let's stop here for today. Let's chant Om 3 times. Bring the palms and Namaste. Inhale deeply. Rub your palms together. Generate heat between your palms. And massage your face. Massage your eyes. Massage your forehead. The whole head. Your ears. And your neck. And slowly open your eyes. Namaste. Thank you. And congratulations on finishing 3 weeks of daily guided meditations. Tomorrow begins the 4th week. So we will be looking at how to, assuming that we all are together and we all get it, the stillness, the acceptance that the reality is not really two, it's all one indivisible reality. Assuming that we all get it, how do we live? How do we integrate this into daily living? So the attempt will be to make it more practical, to make it more relatable, understandable. Not that when I get up from the meditation, it's the same world and I need to divide my reality into two. One where I meditate and feel one with everything. And then I get up and then it becomes dual. So we will try to remove that. We will try to make it all one in our lived experience, not just as a philosophy or as only a meditative practice. Okay, so I will see you tomorrow. Take good care of yourselves and thank you for being here. Namaste.